Coming up on this week's Tourism Roundup, Jamaica has successfully broken into the Latin American market. We explore what this means for tourism and much more. And in our No Jamaica feature. Thanks for joining us, and I trust you'll stay with us for the next 5 minutes or so. I am Camellia Guthrie. Let brotherhood unite us like the words we
teach our children. There is no substitute for human blood.
Blood has life too, 35 days.
Blood makes up 7% of your body's weight.
1 out of 10 persons entering a hospital needs blood.
A healthy person can donate blood every 3 months.
1 unit saves 4 lives.
More blood donors, more healthy lives.
In 1891, 300,000 tourists journeyed to Jamaica for an international exhibition. That event, held at the Quebec Lodge, now Woolmer School, started on January 27 and ended on May 2 that same year. The then government built new hotels in Kingston and the rural areas to house tourists who wanted to tour the rest of the island, setting the foundation for the modern tourist industry. Since then, Jamaica has broken into several markets, attracting tourists from across the globe. The latest of these markets is Latin America. Tourism Minister Dr. Wicca McNeil. Copa Airlines will also be providing 4 flights per week to Kingston and 4 to Montego Bay from its hub in Panama City, up from the 2 flights per week. This should translate into increased visitor arrivals for the country. Over in the Eastern European markets, there are signs of what Minister McNeil describes as real solid potential, with Russia in particular starting to produce good numbers. There may also be an increase in the number of flights coming out of Moscow, as negotiations are underway to up these flights for the 2013-2014 winter tourist season. Virgin Atlantic will increase service from the United Kingdom to 3 weekly flights into Montego Bay, up from 2 for last summer, while TUI will be offering a 5th flight from the UK in the summer 2014. As it relates to the North American markets, the tourism minister points out that as of July 1, Kingston will be the first destination for Air Canada's leisure carrier Rogue. Air Canada Vacations has also outlined significant growth plans for Jamaica as we head into the next winter and beyond. The ministry is expressing confidence that there'll be adequate airlift out of the United States, which will be further bolstered by AirTran. AirTran currently has 4 flights per week out of Chicago. The summer is mere months away, and with all the efforts by the tourism ministry and its agencies, Jamaica has secured airlift out of several South American and Eastern European countries, expected to bring thousands of visitors to the island for the summer and winter months. In our No Jamaica feature today, ska. Ska is a music genre that originated here in Jamaica in the late 1950s. It is the precursor to rocksteady and reggae. Ska combined elements of Caribbean mento and calypso with American jazz and rhythm and blues. In the early 1960s, ska was the dominant music genre of Jamaica. Let's get together now. Let brotherhood unite. That's where we end this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. I am Camellia Guthrie. One love.